You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So proud of our Kansas City Chiefs on a bye week, using their extra time to impact the community. Last night, Patrick Mahomes awarded 15 organizations $15,000.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
His foundation, 15 in the Mahomes, is all about showing love to kids in our area. Special Olympics got money. Operation Breakthrough. St. Mark's United Inner City Services. Variety KC. Children's Mercy. KC Mo Public School Foundation. KCK Public School Foundation. Boys and Girls Club of Johnson County. Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Team Little Hour. City Year. Lead to Read. Turn the Page KC. Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And Make a Wish KC.
It's that time of the year where giving is in the air.
That's right.
And I'm so proud of Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And we just all need to follow that lead.
First time Chief, well, first year Chief, Tyrann Mathieu had an annual event, Tyrann's Turkeys. He's done it in other cities in the past. First time here. Gave away turkeys to 320 families from the True Faith Outreach Ministries.
Man, I was seeing pictures of that online last night, and just to see the look on folks' faces when, you know, when you're giving back, it's a priceless feeling, Shay.
Everybody doesn't have the budget of a Chiefs player. Some of us may just have $5 to give someone. But if you've got it to give, do so. It actually means more to you a lot of times than even the person receiving something.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that.
On Tuesday, we'll be doing our show live at the 12th annual Turkey Tuesday.
Whoop!
What up to the No Joey Foundation? We're doing our show live there. We're looking for everybody who listens to this show. If we've said anything this year that made you laugh, or we informed you about something you didn't know about this year, bring us a turkey, please.
Yeah, and we're gonna need a bunch of them on Tuesday, because we're trying to break records, and most importantly, we're trying to give back to our community.
That's the most important thing. You already know.
Yeah. Wasn't that a song that you like?
That's Big Freedia.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right, y'all. Shay.
But it's a little louder and a little higher. I'm not quite, my voice is not quite primed to do it the right way.
Mm. You can say that again. The Shay coming up around the corner.
Man. Young man. Huh? You don't know nothing. No, no, no.
You think you can bust a note?
I know I can.
Take us a break then.
I don't have to prove anything to you, young man.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. A little bit of snow and rain coming our way. Right now, you're cloudy and 35 on the plaza. Shade, what's popping?
Brian, you've never been to New York City. I think we should plan a trip, because I know you're going to want to see this.
What's that?
You've heard about the Michael Jackson play that they're doing on Broadway?
Yes, I have.
Well, they found their Michael Jackson.
Really? What's the name? I need to do my Googles.
Tony nominee Ephraim Sykes is set to star as the King of Pop in MJ the Musical.
Okay.
He's appeared in Hamilton, Memphis, Newsies, Motown, and The Little Mermaid. So it sounds like he's a Broadway star, so you probably wouldn't know him.
Okay. I'm looking at it. I can see this working.
You can?
Yeah, I can. The bone structure in the face. I'm pretty sure he's athletic. I'm pretty sure they went through the auditions and all that. I can see this working. Now, it's no Flex Alexander.
I cannot.
But I can see this working. I hope this turns out well. And yes, I would like to see it, actually.
Well, let's make plans. I've been trying to get you to go see the city.
New York City.
A hip-hop veteran, Flava Flav, of course, his kids are on Growing Up Hip-Hop. Have you seen this show?
No.
Neither have I. Well, on last night's episode, he made a shocking revelation to his daughter about his health.
I don't know where to start, but let me tell y'all something. Because you guys like to drink, like I do. You do too much of it, gets to you. And I never thought that it would get to me. So I went to the doctor, man.
What are they saying?
Man, my health ain't all that great. I got pancreatitis.
What?
Wow. Flav? He's what, mid-60s?
I think he's like, I don't think he's in his 60s yet. I really don't think he's quite 60.
I mean, to be honest, if you know the history of Flavor Flav, it's a miracle that he's here with us now. And yes, he's 60 years old, March 16th, 1959.
Wow.
He was a notorious like crack user back in the day, in the 90s. So, yeah, he got to straighten that out. Come on, Flav.
Well, it's from years and years of abuse. This is why it's imperative that we talk to young people about our mistakes. I had a conversation with my sister about this last night. I had an hour-long conversation with my nephew. And it was like the first time I really told him some things about myself and my past. Like, as adults, a lot of times we don't share our failures with young people because we think it's going to make us look weak. But I think sharing that with him gave him some insight on how to avoid the pitfalls of life.
Yeah. And, you know, with the opioid use now, we should be able to learn from, like you said, our mistakes past. Back in the day, crack wasn't as, taboo, can I say that, as it is now? Like, people didn't know what that was going to do to us. And people were just using it just to, you know, go along with marijuana use. And little did we know, it was a drug epidemic that impacted our community. So yes, use your history to learn about the future.
Well, I ain't never done no opioids or nothing like that. Nah, so that's not what I was talking to my nephew about.
No.
But
not
that goes
you.
For anything. Just right. Sharing anything with young people so that they can know, you know, what you've been through.
Yeah.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I got on this 33money.com trying to get me a loan, and I promise I get so many calls coming in my phone, it doesn't make no sense. And I still ain't got approved for no loan. So that's why I'm mad.
What's your credit score looking like?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, maybe, you know, Brian is also known as Lenny with Plenty.
Yeah.
He may be able to give you a small loan with a 25% interest. Are you good with that?
25%?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, we can't trust you with that credit score.
Exactly. Your credit is messed up, sis.
Yeah.
I'm trying to establish some credit.
I'm trying to help you out. You know what I'm saying?
You can establish that, but you know, whenever you don't want them other lenders all in your pockets, you know what I'm saying, all in your bank account, come to Shark Shining.
Hell no.
I better take my chance at the casino.
Oh, dang.
She's going to the boat. All right, have a good day.
You too.
Bye. I need that money.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City's Mayor Quentin Lucas will be on the show Monday, Brian.
Oh, what's going on?
Of course, he's got his annual, well, it's not annual because he haven't done it yet. This will be his first time.
Wow. It'll be annual next year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the mayor's tree lighting ceremony, which happens on Friday.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Who the MC of that?
Well, a young playgirl such as myself has been asked to MC the celebration. So
look at that.
I will be there. But I was really saying that he's going to be coming on the show to announce his special guest that will help him flick the light and illuminate his 100-foot tree. It's a big old tree, too.
Well, you more important than a special guest.
No, so now I don't think so.
Well, I think so.
Look at you.
I wish I could beat her. I wanted to beat her initially when you told me, but I forgot I was booked for a wedding on Black Friday.
Okay, so that's fine.
No, it's not, because I want to be there. You need a cameraman.
You know what? You know? My mother's flying in, my sister, her husband, and my niece. So I'm going to have a house full of people with cameras. But thank you for that.
That's going to be special.
No doubt. So Terrell Owens and Stephen A. Smith got into a whole argument about this Colin Kaepernick workout situation. And it all took place on the show First Take. Now, the way this started, T.O. sent Stephen A. Smith a text message about his comments. And so Stephen said, hey, well, come on the show and let's talk about it.
What he wanted was transparency for people to see the full workout, to see the full Colin Kaepernick. You mentioned, obviously, Max is going to get in here. And like I said, I'm in the streets. Max almost seems blacker than you, Stephen A., with what he, with his coming, you know, with his commentary.
You don't cross the line. First of all, like I said, you, Colin Kaepernick, Eric Reed, any of y'all that want to debate me in front of black people and talk about what's best for black people, name the time and place, I'll show up. What's the definition of blackness? Is there a definitive definition of blackness? Why are you giving the impression that because I don't march lockstep with every single thing that Colin Kaepernick wants?
Wait a minute. I'm not agreeing with everything that Colin Kaepernick has done.
I'm not saying that, but you said, but you just sat up there and used an expression. More blacker, excuse me, from Hollis, Queens, New York City. You ain't the only brother out there that's in the streets. I'm in the streets every day.
I get it.
And I'm a matter, so let's be very clear, and you damn well know that's the truth.
Stephen A's from the same place where Run DMC is.
Yes.
You know, that's a mighty, mighty, mighty strong statement from T.O. saying that Max is blacker than Stephen A.
Yes. Yeah, you can't call anybody's blackness into question. Yeah. That's, I mean, there is no, being black is not monolithic. That's the issue, I think, with a lot of the things that go on in the media. People assume that all black people act exactly the same way. All black people think exactly the same way. That's how racism continues to exist, because of those falsehoods
and stereotypes.
But I don't, I didn't like what Stephen A. Smith had to say, but I don't think I would have did him like that. Would you?
No, because just because you have a different philosophy than me doesn't mean that, you know, we can't come to some sort of agreement. Them almost fighting words, Shay. Seriously.
Just because I be putting on my smooja, I ain't got time for you to be trying to call my chunky chickhood into question.
So you gonna rep it proud, huh?
Just cause I got my smooja on don't mean I ain't proud on this. Look at this, look at that. You see that? You don't love me, you just love these rolls.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Make an alert on your phone, December 6th and 7th, 26th annual Toy and Food Drive. We need your help to benefit Toys for Tots and Harvesters. Would you agree, Brian, that friendship is indeed a gift?
Yes, you are the gift that keeps giving.
Some fans of American Idol winner Jordan Sparks called her husband's friendship with a high school friend into question. So he posted a picture of him and a female friend from high school on socials. And he captioned it, "Not very many people can, one, get me out of the house past 10:30, get me to smile this big. Three, have me talking about high school. Shout out to a real one." And so it's a picture of the lady with her arm around his neck, like in an embrace, and she's looking at him smiling, and he's smiling, cheesing for the camera. So some of Jordan's fans thought that that was inappropriate.
Mind y'all business.
So what do you think about opposite sex having friendships?
I think it could absolutely work. My friend Dana, who I call my sister, I've been knowing her since the sixth grade. Relationships like that can happen.
But what do you think your partner feels about that.
I think as long as you introduce them in the beginning and you establish what you all are, they shouldn't have a problem with it.
How do you feel about your mate having friends of the opposite sex?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s with a little bit of snow and rain on the way. Right now you're cloudy at 35 in Raytown. Shade, what's popping?
It's Sagittarius season. We got to wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Sagittarius friends. Guy Bluford, the first African-American to go to space, is 77 today.
All right.
Michael K. Williams, actor from The Wire, is 53.
Okay.
And dancehall queen, Petra, is 47.
Happy birthday to everybody born on November 22nd.
I don't know if the parents are ready for this, but Frozen 2 is in theaters today, Brian. Why are you looking like that?
Well, why do the parents need to be scared of that?
Because they got the... Do you know what Frozen Mania is all about?
No, I don't.
They want all the action figures, all the costumes. They put so much stuff into this Frozen movie that parents are going to be spending all types of money trying to make sure the kids have everything they ask for.
Okay, so it's like how Power Rangers was when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ray J took to Instagram to deny his wife Princess Love's claim that he left her and their daughter Melody stranded in Las Vegas. So he began talking about his love for his family.
About 2 weeks ago, I found this phone that he had. I went through it. I confronted him about it. He was honest. Well, he tried to lie at first. He was honest. He basically admitted that he had been entertaining, you know, some women. And, you know, I told him, just be honest with me. If you're honest with me, then we can get through it.
Our circle needs to be tight like that, and nobody should be able to get in. If we get into something big or small, we should be able to hug each other and love each other, listen to each other, and understand what we need to do to make it right.
Sound like you're trying to make up for it.
Well, he should. He's married to her. And what is he doing entertaining other chicks? But I feel uncomfortable because I think y'all should talk to Iyanla about this or maybe Dr. Phil. Like, why are you putting us into y'all relationship pots and pans?
You know, that's how they do, Shay. When you're in the limelight and your livelihood, basically how you make money, not necessarily Ray J, but Princess, definitely, you're going to put it out there.
I might follow you on Snapchat if you put some of your personal business out there.
Who, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that.
Well, dang, I ain't going to follow you then.
You don't be on there no way, so I ain't worried about it anyway.
This would be true.
Now what?
You know, we do a Chiefs song every week after the game, and of course, we are in a bye week, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
But we shouldn't deny the people a Chiefs song, should we?
No.
Let me talk to the ladies for a minute. It's been 12 weeks since the beginning of the NFL. Some of your relationships have been taking a slight toll. This weekend, it's time for Rhea Needy on Ice and your sexy lingerie. Tell them, Brian.
This week I couldn't care less about no grass field. Don't know what I'ma do. I might not leave my room, might slide in some DMs and see what goes down. Cause baby, when the cheese ain't on, I don't wanna be alone. Sunday will be a special night, Netflix and HBO. I just wanna eat some snacks with you, and we can watch all of your shows. Bye. No cheese football on the night. Break out that box red wine. You gotta bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Jordan Sparks has been married to her husband, Dana Isaiah, for 2 years. They seem to be happy. Got a little child between the two of them. Recently, Dana went out with a high school friend, and he posted up a picture of them. They look very friendly. They're hugged up inside of a restaurant. And he captioned it, not very many people can, one, get me out the house past 10:30, two, get me to smile this big, three, have me talking about high school. Shout out to a real one. So some of Jordan's friends and social media folks took exception to that. They felt as though it was disrespectful for a married man to post this.
I will say he was jeffing with her a little too much. I hope he shows Jordan that kind of love, you know, the same amount, if not more, than what he showed her. But I don't see a problem with it.
I have a lot of male friends, and they love me. And they will go online and say, I love you. You are one of my best friends. And I would hope that my mate wouldn't act like that.
You never know.
Well, I hope I choose the right person who would know that, you know, I'm a lovable person and people love me. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, we're, right. You know.
I'm mad that you did that, though.
They didn't see that. How do you feel about your mate having friends of the opposite sex?
My son's father, we've been dating for 4 years now, and he has female friends, but there's this one specific female friend that he's been having forever now. That is the only friend that I allow him to go out late at night with, to take pictures with. That's the only friend that I trust with my son's life. Any other female, I don't have a problem with it as long as they know their place in life and everything. It's just that one specific best friend of his that I'm okay with.
So anybody else is a no?
And it's not that it's a no. It's that they need to take a distance because I know this female. I know how she is with my family, or she is around when I'm not around. Like, I trust her, but in anybody else, I haven't really got to know like that. So it's like I can't trust specific female friends that we have in common.
All right. Well, thank you for your call this morning. Have a good day.
All right, thank you, you too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, man, fans of Schoolboy Q, stick around for your chance to win tickets to see his show Monday night at the Arvest Bank Theater, and a chance at $1,000 this afternoon. So some folks have been having things to say about a picture of American Idol winner Jordan Sparks' husband with a high school friend. Is it realistic to think that when you get with somebody, all other friendships should cease?
Hell no, that's stupid. I think that'll make your partner show resentment towards you, honestly. Because if you can't accept my homies, like, what if I get a girl and she don't accept you?
I don't think you would break up with her for that. Because she's providing you with something that Shay Moore just cannot give. I'm sorry.
Listen.
That's the real. So I wouldn't even put you in a position where you would have to choose between our friendship and your relationship with her. And that has happened to me in the past.
And let me tell you something. I would never choose a girl who wouldn't accept you.
But she wouldn't reveal that right away. She wouldn't let you know that she had a problem with it at first. That's the real B. What do you think about your mate having friends of the opposite sex?
My man, he need gay friends, white friends, blue friends, black friends, African friends. I don't care. Everybody needs to have a diverse group of people who they fool with because it's culturized. You don't want to grow up your whole life not knowing the other side of who people are. That's one. Two, it's not really none of our business about their relationship. Three, she probably put that post up there. They was probably laying in bed at night like, let's put this post up and get the crowd wilding about what's going on.
Yeah, I would agree. People definitely need friends.
Of course. They got to have friends. I don't want him to be just stuck with me thinking that I'm his only friend and then I gotta do everything with him. No, go socialize, be happy. I'm an outgoing, bubbly person and it comes to me. I'm not gonna take my blessings away because you're mad about a picture or a post or a friend that I might have. This friend might be very beneficial in my life and God may have sent them to me for a specific reason.
All right, well, thank you for your call. Have a good one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being ecstatic One being, oh God, how happy are you with your job?
10.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, nah, for real.
There's a company looking to hire someone to smoke marijuana.
Oh.
And they're going to pay you $3,000 a month to do so. So that's good. You don't need this job.
Yes, I do.
Excuse me? So here are some of your job tasks. You'd have to write a blog containing opinions on the product.
Okay. The Chronic.
You will have to unbox the products on camera.
No problem.
The ideal candidate will be, quote, physically fit and healthy in general.
Weed.
To carry out cannabis product reviews regularly. Well, what do physically fit got to do with that?
I have no clue.
Whoever lands the job will indeed be paid $3,000 a month and is expected to work in a place where the drug is legal and a job site is going to be your home.
Weed. Do I got to roll up?
Whatever way you, I guess, ingest or do, I don't know how you do it.
Oh, man. Listen, this sounds like a fantastic job, though, and $3,000 is nothing to smirk at, you know. I can do that on the side.
You haven't even been on a job interview in, like, 12 years. I don't think that you would be able to present yourself in a way that they would hire you. I've been on a job interview in the last 2 years.
I'm not a job interview woman. Last 2 years? Mm-hmm. Hold on. What you been?
When I worked at the airport.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You forgot about that? I worked at the airport for a whole year.
I know how to conduct myself in an interview. That's nothing. You just got to win the people over. I can do that. That's nothing.
So give me your 30-second elevator pitch to get this gig.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Brian. I usually have nights off, so those are the times that I would have to really dedicate myself to this profession. I have no problem moving to California or Colorado for that instance. Now, will you provide me a per diem for the munchies? Because that's going to be an issue for me.
Well, you're going to have to take that out your $3,000. And in the words of your president, 45, you're fired.
Stay off the weed.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. A little bit of snow and rain on the way. Mostly cloudy in 33 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Congratulations are in order for my forever First Lady, Michelle Obama. She was nominated for a Grammy Award in the best spoken word category for her audiobook of her best-selling memoir, Becoming.
She is a superwoman. Yes, nothing that she can't do.
If she brings home her Grammy, it'll go alongside her husband Barack Obama's 2 Grammys for his books on tape.
You think Michelle Obama could run for office?
That's what folks are saying. A poll was released last week asking people if she were to run, and overwhelmingly, folks said that they would vote for her if she decided to run.
A black woman in office. Woo!
So Megan Thee Stallion is addressing rumors that she and Trey Song on Zayn. And she actually kind of felt a certain way about people trying to characterize her as though she is a garden tool or a loose woman.
What'd she say?
I can't say exactly what she said, but I just said basically what she said, that people think that she's a garden tool or a loose woman.
Oh, nobody thinks that about you, Megan. You're beautiful. Keep twerking. I love her.
The name Juicy Smooye is back in the news again.
Oh, Lord. No, what'd he do now?
This time, Jussie Smollett, of course, is on the offense. He filed a lawsuit against the city of Chicago claiming that the authorities maliciously prosecuted him after he claimed he was attacked by 2 masked assailants in January.
Dog, let it go.
Well, this is actually in direct response to the lawsuit that the city filed against him trying to recoup $130,000 in what they say was investigative costs that they used to investigate this crime.
What more do you want from me?
That money.
I just want my baby.
So, Brian, you already know we do the Chief song every week. We've done 11 songs. 11 songs.
Yeah.
Even though we're going to be on a bye week and there'll be no Chiefs football this weekend, man, we had to do it anyway. Let me talk to the ladies for a minute. It's been 12 weeks since the beginning of the NFL. Some of your relationships have been taking a slight toll. This weekend, it's time for Rhea Needy on Ice and your sexy lingerie. Tell them, Brian.
This week I couldn't care less about no grass field. Don't know what I'ma do. I might not leave my room. Might slide in some DMs and see what goes down. Cause baby, when the cheese ain't on, I don't wanna be alone. Sunday will be a special night. Netflix and HBO. I just wanna eat some snacks with you. And we can watch all of your shows. Cause we got a
bye, bye, bye.
Winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Myself.
All right, let's see what you got.
I see qualities in a bad girl. I know that you got come with attitude in your swag, girl. You ain't wrong, girl. Just when that door knock, lose your thong, girl. Cause your girl, cause your girl, girl. Cause your girl, girl. Cause your girl, girl.
I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby.
Hey, hey, come on.
But this also no, because it's hard for me to say.
Oh, no. Kind of mess it up at the end.
She abandoned her job right at the end, Brian.
Win. You going to see Schoolboy Q live at the Arbus Bank Theater at the Midland. That's going down Monday, all right?
Tell everybody what station's live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jam.